Good morning, everyone. My name is Kevin Riley. I'm with the UCLA Labor Occupational Safety and Health Program. And my presentation today is on building a worker university partnership to address occupational health and safety concerns among taxi workers in Los Angeles. So UCLA LOSH has been doing some work over the last couple of years with an alliance of taxi drivers in LA. And what I want to do today is just sort of highlight some of the accomplishments that we've had in working together with that organization, some of the challenges that we've faced, and then reflect a little bit on some of the lessons we've learned through that partnership. I have no financial relationships to disclose. So first of all, just by way of a brief introduction, in the city of Los Angeles, there are about 2,300 licensed taxi cabs. The workforce of taxi drivers is predominantly middle-aged men, and the vast majority of them are legal immigrants from at least 47 different countries. Within Los Angeles, the taxi industry is regulated as a public utility. So the city has a taxi cab commission, and that commission allows 9 taxi cabs to operate under franchise agreements throughout the city. All drivers in the city must be affiliated with one of those fleets. They must have a license through one of those fleets. And drivers are either, you know, either own their own cabs or lease their cabs, but all drivers must pay for that license to operate. All drivers in the city, it should be noted, are independent operators. There are no drivers that work as employees of these companies. So all of them have independent status, which means they don't get benefits through these companies. I mean, there's sort of a lot of implications to that. There's a number of problems with this structure, which I don't really have time to get into, but one I'll just sort of highlight is that the companies themselves are allowed to set the fees for those licenses for the drivers, and there are very few rules for those companies on what those fees look like. So in some cases, drivers are paying upwards of $1,200 a month just to keep their license and to have a license to operate in the city. There was a few years ago, 2006, there was a study by a couple of UCLA researchers that looked into the structure of the industry, the taxi industry, and some of the working conditions of the drivers. And that study found that drivers work an average of about 72 hours a week in Los Angeles, making a median wage of about $8.40 an hour. The fact that their net earnings are basically what drivers can bring in through passenger fees minus those licensing fees and then minus fuel costs means that it's also often very difficult for drivers to make a decent wage. And those researchers found that drivers were often putting in 18 to 20 hour days just to bring in enough money to pay off the fees and then be able to bring home enough money for themselves. Those researchers also documented a variety of work-related health problems, among them back pain and a condition called taxi driver limp, which is sort of problems related to the right leg, overuse of the right leg when you're driving in a car for so many hours, physical threats and violence, ethnic discrimination and harassment, hazardous roads and freeways, and air pollution. We are in Southern California, after all. And then in addition, 61% of drivers had no health insurance. Again, this is related to their independent operator status. And if their children were insured, it was often only because they were poor enough to qualify for state or federal programs. So in response to some of these problems in the industry, in 2005, workers got together and formed an alliance of taxi workers in Los Angeles. And the goal of that alliance over the years has really been to improve working conditions and also to advocate for some changes to the structure of the industry within the city. And in 2008, LATWA is the acronym for this alliance, LATWA had formed a health and safety committee, and they approached LOSH really with the idea that they wanted to find ways to prioritize health and safety concerns among drivers and then to figure out ways to sort of integrate those health and safety issues into their larger organizing campaigns. So for the last couple of years, 2+ years, LOSH has been working in pretty close collaboration with LATWA to really try and address some of the issues that are sort of emerging within this industry. We've adopted kind of generally what you might call a participatory education and research model, where we involve sort of active collaboration and involvement of workers to identify priorities and then also devise solutions with the overall goal of taking action or affecting change. And what I'd like to do in the next few minutes is to just sort of highlight some of the accomplishments we've had in working together with LATWA to try and achieve these goals. So one of the first things we did in 2008 was to convene a couple of worker health discussion sections with drivers in the city. So these were convened in May and June of 2008. We did it at a local worker center near downtown. And we had a total of 27 workers participate in those events. And you can see here there's a photograph from one of them. The goal of the discussion sections were to develop a collective awareness that the health problems that participants had faced were potentially related to their jobs, to identify and prioritize the causes of those health problems, and then to discuss the changes that the participants in these sessions would most like to see. And Latwa did a great job of organizing and recruiting people for these events, and then Loesch staff helped facilitate the sessions and then write up results of findings and sort of summaries. So what we did for those sessions was to adopt a kind of popular education model. We conducted body mapping exercises with the participants, and you can see that in the picture here on the right. People identifying kind of collectively physical concerns, physical ailments that they had. And then we also conducted a number of exercises to review the health and safety findings from that UCLA study to try and sort of figure out how to prioritize what those findings, figure out what those findings really meant. The kind of consensus through those discussions was there was an acknowledgement of ergonomic problems and stress as significant concerns. But it was sort of interesting that one thing that came out of these discussions, which wasn't in the UCLA study, was this other concern about access to restrooms. This was sort of a discussion that emerged through these activities. And I'm going to say something about that in a second, because that's sort of the second piece of our accomplishments. But I will say, in terms of the discussions themselves, it was actually pretty amazing. You have in the room a group of middle-aged men from a variety of different countries, some of whom are actually in conflict with each other, right? And through these activities, we're able to get these men to open up and really talk about these intimate details about their own bodies, which is, I think, a pretty remarkable accomplishment. And then, on top of it, to get to the point where they're talking about restroom problems, problems with going to the bathroom, I think it's worth noting that that's not an easy thing to do, I would say, for any of us, right? Particularly for this group, I would. So, this theme that emerges around restrooms, many of the participants in the groups, acknowledged that the health issues that were raised in the UCLA study were important, but really felt that this issue about restroom access, it resonated in a different kind of way. And they felt it was a really kind of catchy issue that they could use to garner some support for health and safety concerns among drivers, and also to kind of highlight problems with working conditions in the industry more generally. People talked about it as an issue of dignity and respect, and you see here sort of an image of that one of the participants had made during one of the sessions, and you see this peeing as a human right. I mean, that slogan actually kind of really rung true with a lot of folks, and people, there was sort of a general agreement in those sessions to investigate this further, maybe do a little bit more research, and then write a report and use that as a way to push LATWA forward a bit. So we had the good fortune of having some student interns that summer through the Occupational Health Internship Program. And those students worked closely with the LATWA Health and Safety Committee, and they designed a little study. They went out and interviewed 54 taxi drivers in the city at hotels and public taxi stands and the airport holding lot. And they asked just sort of basic questions about what strategies drivers use to relieve themselves during the day and what sort of problems they encountered in doing that. And it was sort of amazing there. You had two young women, very enthusiastic, but young women going out and interviewing these guys about their restroom use. And it was phenomenal that these drivers were really willing to open up and provide a lot of information. They were able to capture quite a lot of information, really documenting worker strategies for using restrooms throughout the day, and also documenting mistreatment they were getting from hotel staff or city officials or others when they were trying to say leave their taxi at a cab stand for a few minutes and just run in, or park in a red or yellow zone. And you see here, this is an image of a ticket that one of the drivers shared with the interns. This driver was at the holding lot at the airport and received a ticket because he had walked away from his cab to go to the bathroom. And the person who issued the ticket said here, the person was at the airport on a non-airport day. They weren't supposed to be there that day. And then the driver said he was going to the restroom and it was an emergency, in quotes. Drivers are sort of pointing to this as examples of the kinds of problems they had, dealing with this very basic issue on the job. So the students who worked on that project, they put together this really nice report, as you can see here, banned from bathrooms. And the Health and Safety Committee at LATWA have really used that report. They've gone on local radio, highlighting some of the findings from that study. And they've used that report in their dealings with city officials to really try and push forward some of their larger larger agenda items. So in the interest of time here, thank you, I want to just skip forward and talk about one other activity that we've done that we're particularly proud of. The Health and Safety Committee, for a very long time, have been talking about the idea of putting together a health fair for taxi drivers in the city. And they saw this both as a way to sort of deal with the lack of access to health care that drivers faced, but also as a way to raise the profile of LATWA as an organization to do some outreach. And so following the that summer project with the restrooms, we started working closely with LATWA to figure out how to make this happen. And we collaborated with an organization in Los Angeles called the South Asian Network. It's a social service organization for South Asian communities in Southern California. And they have a health program. They actually do health fairs fairly frequently in local communities. And they agreed to work with us. And it was a great opportunity because the medical director there really was very well connected to a lot of service providers in the area who, come to these health fairs fairly frequently, provide services. We were very lucky, to be able to work with them to sort of shape this event. We also had another student intern, also happened to be a former OHIP intern, who was working with us during the school year. And she really helped in the planning and implementation of this event. So this is sort of a picture of it. The event happened in November 2009. And we did it at a local community center near the airport. And we had about 100 taxi workers and family members attending from 19 different countries. So it was a pretty diverse crowd. And we provided a range of services here. You can see because of the South Asian Network and the resources they had, we were really able to provide a fairly wide list of services to folks. We had 40 plus volunteers, people with medical backgrounds, people with non-medical backgrounds, some students from UCLA, University of California, Irvine. And then the intern that worked with us afterwards wrote a nice report, sort of a lessons learned, this is sort of how we did this with the idea that if LATWA ever wanted to do this again, the process is all documented. The other thing I'll just say kind of quickly is the Health and Safety Committee really wanted to use this as an opportunity to do a little extra research as well. So we had worked with them, we worked with them closely to develop an intake and an exit survey that we could ask all participants, some basic questions. And so Loesch, staff, and myself, the intern, we met with Health and Safety Committee members frequently, in the months leading up to this to sort of figure out, what kind of questions would you like to ask? And then we would go back and sort of draft questions. We did some pilot testing with that committee. And, and came up with, I think, some nice questions. We used it as a way to kind of verify some of the findings from the UCLA study, but also to collect some additional information. So we had, in the end, we had 47 taxi workers and 22 family members complete surveys. And just a couple of very quick sort of findings from that. One of the things that LATWA was interested in looking at was the impact that the economic downturn had on taxi drivers and their working conditions. So we asked in the past 2 years what changes had happened in work hours and earnings. And so you see here, 57% of the drivers that we had interviewed reported working more hours in the last 2 years. 81% reported earning less. So some indication that the economic situation had impacted drivers negatively. LATWA had also started to become really interested in the issue of emergency response. And they themselves felt that the emergency response systems in their own cabs weren't particularly good. And so we tried to collect some information about the kind of emergency situations that drivers face and the kind of response protocols that they have with their cab companies. And we were able to really document that for a lot of drivers, they were working with missing or malfunctioning emergency response buttons, unhelpful dispatchers, or long waits to receive help when they were able to get through to somebody. So the event, I think, was great for a lot of reasons. It really did help to raise, I would say, LATWA's profile. All who participated, I think, really were excited by it. We had a very, very diverse group of participants, both in terms of the drivers and family members, but also in terms of the volunteers who came. And I think one of the real successes of this was kind of in the spirit of Linda Ray Murray's, pushing us to get out of our ghetto. We had medical professionals there who weren't occupational health folks. And so we, Loesch folks were very conscious of that, and we tried to use this as an opportunity to do some very quick education with them that, the folks who are going to be coming in today all work in the same industry, and you're going to be seeing health concerns that are likely related to their job, and, this is why work is important for health, how it impacts on health. So we, there was sort of, I think, education on both sides of this event, and I think that was very helpful. So let me just My time is up. Let me just very quickly kind of run through a couple of quick lessons learned. We do have some ongoing projects with LAWA, and we're kind of building off of the survey results and some other things. But very quickly, this is obviously not a surprise, I think, to anyone in this room, but the importance really of involving workers in identifying problems and prioritizing solutions, right? The UCLA study had identified a number of health problems, but in our, in the kinds of situations we were working with LAWA, we were actually identifying different things that were resonating in different ways that potentially were actually more useful to push along that agency's or that organization's agenda. The importance of broad social networks, I think this is particularly true in terms of our work with the South Asian Network and bringing in a really diverse group of healthcare providers to provide this health fair. The role of students to advance the goals of these kinds of projects, OHIP is a fantastic resource. We've worked with a number of students through classes, both at the graduate and undergraduate level, and, those students can really do the on-the-ground work to push, to move forward the pieces of this partnership in ways that, often we staff folks cannot. And then finally, I think you can't really talk about taxi drivers without talking about their independent operator status. And so, as much as we have had some success here, I think we're also very conscious of the fact that without real long-term structural change in that employment relationship, it's very hard to make sort of lasting inroads into these health and safety issues. So we really are trying to work with LAWA to help them to change that structure, to encourage more worker involvement, negotiation, and frankly, some more accountability on the part of these companies as well. So that is my time. Thank you very much.